When Mike Baim of Madison heard that the father of microloans, Bangladesh economist Muhammad Yunus, had won the Nobel Peace Prize, Baim thought of the Vietnamese women who've benefited from microloans through the Madison Quakers project that Baim helped create 12 years ago.
We now have loan funds in 17 villages and have provided almost 3,000 loans to poor women.
Working with a local women's union in 1994, Baim took Yunus's microloan model to create revolving loan programs for women in villages near the site of the infamous My Lai massacre. He says not only has the project lifted women out of grinding poverty, but the connection with Americans who fund the loans has helped heal the wounds of the Vietnam War. He points to the story of Pham Thi Hung, whose children were killed by U.S. soldiers. She used her loan to buy a cow and paid it off immediately by breeding it and selling its calf.
From that single cow she had back in 2000, she now has a herd of 5 cows and 3 water buffalo. At long last, that crushing burden of poverty she had been living under all those years lifted enough where she could begin to heal. So this, to me, is the impact that goes beyond, you know, economic aid to what I'd have to call spiritual aid.
But microcredit programs have been successful only on a micro scale, affecting small groups of women that make and sell products or sell livestock. UW agroeconomist Michael Carter says if microloans are to have a broader impact on global poverty, they need to include poor farmers. And that means adding some kind of insurance program to protect borrowers from floods or droughts. Carter says microloan program advocates are just beginning to do that, and to find ways to give microloan borrowers a ladder up to more conventional loans so they can expand the businesses the small loans have made possible. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.